Greetings, friends, and welcome back to part 7 in our series on the topic, God will heal the world. God healed a small number of people after Christ's first coming as a foretaste of the complete healing of the world after Christ's second coming. But my question to you is, why hasn't God healed the world now? Why is God allowing so much suffering? God doesn't hate us. He doesn't want us to suffer just for the sake of suffering. There has to be some great reason for God to allow so much suffering to go on. Because God is our Father. He loves us. He wants every one of us to be in His family, His children forever. So why is God allowing so much suffering? I tell you the answer, my friends, is because God wants to teach us that sin sucks. You've heard people say, man, that sucks. Well, what are they saying? They're saying that something is horrible, it's bad. And that's what sin is. Sin is horrible, it's terrible, and it should be intolerable. Man, sin sucks. And that's what God wants to teach us. But how does sin suck? Well, I'm going to give you 4 ways that sin sucks. Number 1, sin sucks life out of the soul. And when sin sucks life out of the soul, that equals death. That's number 1. Number 2, sin sucks health out of the mind. And when sin sucks health out of the mind, that leaves us with distress. The third way, sin sucks health out of the body. And when sin sucks health out of the body, that leaves us with disease. And then the fourth way is that sin sucks joy out of the heart. And when sin sucks joy out of the heart, that leaves us in despair. So sin sucks in 4 ways. It sucks life out of the soul, it sucks health out of the mind, it sucks health out of the body, and it sucks joy out of the heart. And that leaves us with death, distress, disease, and despair. And we're going to explore each one of these in depth. But for today's program, we're going to take the first way that sin sucks, and that is sin sucks life out of the soul, and that leaves us with death. Now, how does this happen? How does sin suck life out of the soul, leaving us with death? Well, let's go back to the beginning of human creation to see how sin sucks life out of the soul. God created mankind by forming him from the dust of the earth and breathing life into his nostrils. Whenever God forms something, he fills it. God formed the heavens and the earth. When God formed the heavens, we see that he filled it with the sun, the moon, and planets and other stars. When God formed the sky, the heavens above us, he filled it with air, and he filled it with the birds that fly in the sky. When God formed the earth, he filled it with all manner of living things. He filled it, of course, with the plant kingdom, with the animal kingdom, and with the human kingdom. And then, of course, when he formed the oceans, he filled it with all kind of marine animals. So whenever God forms something, he fills it. God formed man from the dust of the earth, and he filled mankind with the breath of life by breathing into his nostrils. And it was at this point, when God breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, it was at this point that Adam became a living soul. Adam was not a living soul before that point. No one is a living soul before that breath of life comes. And of course, that's important for when we talk about death, because we said that sin sucks life out of the soul. Let's read in now Genesis chapter 1 and verses 26 through 27. This is Genesis chapter 1 and verses 26 through 27. Because we're going to see from the scriptures the same thing that I'm saying. Of course, if you listen to this program once or 100 times, you know that we always go to the scriptures, and we use plenty of scriptures because we want God to speak for himself. So in Genesis 1, verses 26 through 27, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them," mankind, "have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heaven, and over the cattle, over the earth, and over all of the earth, over every creeping thing that is on the earth. And God created mankind in his image. In the image of God, he created mankind. He created mankind as male and female." Now notice this process here in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. This is how God created mankind in his image. This is in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. Very important. "And the Lord God formed man of" what? "Of the dust of the ground." So he formed man first of the dust of the ground. The second thing is, it says, "And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life." That was the second part. First part, forming man. Second part, filling man with the breath of life. What is the result of that? "And man became a living soul." And man became a living soul. At the point where the breath of life enters us, that's when we become a living soul. So obviously death is going to be the point at which the breath of life leaves us. That's what I said before when I said sin sucks life out of the soul, which equals death. And we're going to see how sin actually does this. For that, we're going to turn over to Genesis chapter 2, and we'll start reading in verses 16 through 17. This is Genesis chapter 2 and verses 16 through 17. You're going to notice that God gave mankind a direct command not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, warning mankind that if he disobeyed, or sinned — that's another word for sin is disobedience, or another word for disobedience is sin when it's against God. He said that if you sin, if you disobey me, you will die. Let's read that. "And Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree in the garden, but you shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." That's the only one that you should not eat of. Every other one you want to eat of, go ahead, have at it. But just this one, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now I'm telling you this, and I'm telling you that if you disobey, in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Did Adam and Eve disobey? Yes, they did. Now this is how they were first, Eve, deceived into disobeying God, sinning, and then Adam just in outright rebellion disobeying God. This is how that happened. We can see this in Genesis the third chapter and verses 1 through 6. That's what we're going to read. Genesis the third chapter and verses 1 through 6. "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which Jehovah God had made. And he said to the woman, is it so that God has said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but right, of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, that's kind of hard to believe. I don't think you heard God right. You know, you're not going to surely die. In fact, God is trying to hold something back from you. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as God, and you'll be able to determine for yourself what is good and evil." That's really what's happening. God's holding something back from you. Now listen to her response. This is what's going on in her mind. And you can just picture yourself going through the same thing, I'm sure, just like I can. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasing to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate." Now how did she come up with that? How did she know that that tree was good for food? God said, don't eat of it. And how did she come to the point where she said that it was pleasing to the eyes? Well, now I probably have to give her that. It probably did look good. I mean, after all, everything God creates, maybe there's a few things I can think of that look kind of ugly to me, but most everything that God creates, it looks good. So I can give that to her. It was pleasing to the eyes. But this next part especially, it says, "And it was a tree to be desired to make one wise." Instead of relying on the wisdom of God, the pure word of God, she wanted to take it upon herself to exercise her great wisdom and reject God's wisdom. So she took of its fruit and she ate. Now, can't you see yourself doing the same thing? Haven't you done the same thing before? You read the word of God and then you say, I don't know. I think I want to do this. I hear what God's saying, but I think I could work this one out for myself. Maybe that's just kind of an old-fashioned type thing. I think maybe the situation has changed now. I can make things work out for the good. Yeah, let me go ahead and do that. Well, if you're like me, and if you're like every other person that's ever lived, well, that's what's going through your mind. You have sinned. I have sinned. We have all sinned, just like Adam and Eve did. Now, after she sinned and was deceived into sinning, what happened? She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. So both of them sinned. Now, what was the result of their sin? The result of their sin was exactly what God said. They died. The result of sin is death. Notice God's sentence for their crime. God pronounces this sentence. In Genesis chapter 3, but now in verse 19, let's pick up the story. It says, "In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground." Notice this. You will return to the ground. God formed man of the dust of the ground. So God is saying, you will return to the dust of the ground. You're going to return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Back to dust, and back to no breath. Notice in Genesis chapter 5 and verse 5, it says that Adam lived until he was 930 years old. Then he died. Well, that was it. Now, he didn't die literally in the day that he ate the fruit, but the death process started. Sin was beginning to suck life out of Adam's soul. And eventually, after 930 years, he died. And just think about it in this way. If you have a beautiful rose, and if you cut that rose, the second that you cut that rose from the rose bush, it begins to die. Well, that's what happened with Adam. He was cut off from his life source when he ate of the forbidden fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it took him 930 years to wither away and die, but sin was gradually sucking life out of his soul, and then he died. And that's the same thing for all of us. All of us have sinned, and all of us will die. You can read about that in Romans, the 5th chapter, and in verse 12, and in Ezekiel, chapter 18, and verse 4. But what I want to turn to now is Psalm, chapter 146, and verse 4. This is the book of Psalm, chapter 146, and verse 4. Because here it says, God is describing what happens to mankind at death. And here it says, "His breath goes forth. He returns to the earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish." That's what death is all about, my friends. It's the reversal of life. God breathed into mankind the breath of life. Death means that the breath of life leaves from us. And that is how sin sucks life out of the soul.